It's the Memorial Day sales event at the DGDG Mazda stores. Capital Mazda, Stevens Creek Mazda, Concord Mazda, and Team Mazda. Hey, it's Sean Del Grande, and we've got over 800 brand new Mazdas with outstanding incentives, like low monthly lease payments and low APR financing. Yep, it's just a great time to buy. So don't miss the Memorial Day sales event at the DGDG Mazda stores in San Jose, Concord, and Vallejo.
Financing on approval of credit.
The Sharks Audio Network presents Barracuda Background. Here's your host, Nick Nolenberger.
In this episode of Barracuda Background, we are joined by Barracuda forward Evan Wenger. The Barracuda signed Wenger to an AHL contract on March 3rd, 2018, after a four-year career in the Western Hockey League with the Portland Winterhawks and Brandon Wheat Kings. Wenger grew up in El Segundo, California, skating for the LA Junior Kings and LA Selects during his youth hockey career. Jack Bocas was a staple in the Southern California hockey scene as a coach for parts of 20 years. He himself played in the WHL before his coaching career began. Bocas, along with Jeff Turcotte and Sean Pitcher, began the Orange County-based California Wave program. In 2005, Bocas sent seven players to the Western Hockey League from his 18U team. Bocas, who sadly passed away in the summer of 2020 from a three-year bout with stomach cancer, would return to Southern California in 2007 after serving as the head coach of the USHL's Indiana Ice in the 05-06 season. In 2007, he would take over the LA Kings Junior program, a post he would hold for 13 years until his passing. Wenger is one of several players who was under Bocas's tutelage and went on to play in the WHL. Wenger says he began taking lessons from Bocas at the age of 12, and then he played for him when he was 16 as a member of the under-18 Junior Kings. Considered an intense but fair coach, Wenger credits a lot of his skill development to the time he worked with Bocas.
I think just more than like the mental toughness side, because Jack was a really hard coach and hard coach to play for. He was always hard on you. He was always in your face. He's really in your grill all the time. So just that part, I've been skating with him since I was 12 years old. So he's taught me a lot of my skills and stuff like that. So, I mean, like, he passed away, which is very sad, but he's been a lot of help to my hockey career. That's for sure.
Before the WHL, Wenger had dreams of playing college hockey. He tried out for the Cedar Rapids Rough Riders of the USHL, but didn't make the team. It was Bocas who suggested that he try out for the WHL's Portland Winterhawks. On that team were fellow Californians Chase DeLeo, Keone Textera, and Miles Koulis.
Yeah, well, he played it for the Saskatoon Blades when he was younger. He played junior there, but I'm totally honest. He probably pushed it most going to the WHL, because when I was 17, I tried out for Cedar Rapids in the USHL and didn't end up making the team. So he said, go try out for Portland, see what happens. And I ended up making the team, and I just stuck with it.
Before making the Winterhawks, Wenger was set to play in the North American Hockey League with the Austin Bruins in Austin, Minnesota. His parents, who met while attending the University of Southern Cal, were big on Evan going to play college hockey and getting a degree. But making the Winterhawks changed his path.
Tried out for Cedar Rapids, didn't end up making the team. I was supposed to play for the Austin Bruins in the North American League team. So I was actually all scheduled there. Like, I already applied for school and had a billet and everything, but then went to Portland's camp and just ended up making the team. So I just played there. But yeah, originally, like, my parents are big on school and stuff like that, so they really pushed me to go college, but just never ended up working out.
As a pro, Wenger is one of the fastest players in the American Hockey League. But it wasn't until he made the Winterhawks when he realized how fast a skater he truly was.
To be honest, I don't know. I didn't even expect to make the team because they had so many returning guys. But when I ended up making the team, Jamie Compound, he was the head coach at the time, just kept on just helping me out a little bit. You know, I was just make like I didn't realize I was like a very fast skater until like I started playing there. So that's when I started using like my speed and stuff like that. So he really emphasized on me using my, like, just play my game, play physical and stuff like that. So it was good. It was fun. And I don't regret going there.
Before signing with the Barracuda, Winger had a connection to the Bay Area. His father, Vince, was born and raised in San Francisco. When Vince attended USC, he met Evan's mom, Lena, while they were both students. Lena was born in China, but her family moved to Los Angeles when she was just a baby. One of Lena and Vince's early dates came at a Los Angeles Kings game. Although Lena fell asleep during the game, that night would have a profound impact on Evan's future.
My dad took my mom to a Kings game. I couldn't tell you when, but I'm pretty sure my mom fell asleep during the game. So it was definitely not for my mom. So my dad definitely pushed it, but obviously started with roller hockey, but then transitioned into ice. So pretty much a typical California kid.
Like many Californians who are introduced to the game, Evan began playing roller hockey before transitioning to ice. Growing up just down the street from the Kings practice facility in El Segundo, Winger would skate at the LA Kings summer camp. And now as a pro, he trains with the likes of Dustin Brown during the offseason.
Like a Kings camp in the summer that I do most of the time, but I did a lot of like the Robbie Glantz skating in the summer just to help with like power skating and stuff like that. So it's pretty much, I mean, I don't really skate with him in the summer. I just train with him in the off season, and that's pretty much it.
Winger didn't fall in love with being on the ice from day one. In fact, he says his dad put him on skates as a young kid and he couldn't bear it. It was actually roller hockey where Winger would fall in love with the sport, and ice hockey would come later.
I mean, one of my earliest memories of skating is when my dad just kind of tossed me on the ice and I absolutely hated it. And I just started crying. And then he just pulled me right back off. So that was probably my earliest. But I really loved playing roller hockey. That was really fun. That's where I really got the hang of it. And then one of my inline coaches worked for the house league for the Junior Kings. So I ended up going there. And then someone else saw me. And then I just started playing for the Junior Kings when I was younger. So that was probably one of my earliest memories. But I think one of my favorite memories is playing in the Quebec tournament. I think that's every young kid's favorite memory from California, playing in the
Quebec Pee Wee tournament that Winger alluded to has been going on since the 1960s and features teams from all around the globe. He detailed why that tournament still brings back such fond memories.
I mean, obviously playing in where the Colisée, that was really fun. You never really played in a big arena like that before, but it wasn't just the hockey. It was like just going to the snow parks, staying with a billet, living in a house with snow around it for the first time, and I'm 12 years old. So that was probably one of the main takeaways. I mean, it was just an all around fun time, like going skating on the outdoor rinks. I've never done that before until then. So that was probably one of my favorite tournaments.
When Winger left home at 17 to play for the Winter Hawks, it was the first time he had been away from home. That first year, he says he stayed with three different billets, making for a precarious first season of junior.
I was going to go play for the Austin Bruins, so I was kind of anticipating like to go play there, but I ended up making it in Portland. So my first month, I think I had three different billets in Portland. So I had one billet for like training camp, and then another one for like the start of the season, because I had a roommate at the time who was supposed to get a car, but he ended up getting sent home. So I moved to another billet house, and that's just... It was just a little bit of a disaster at the beginning, but once I got settled in, it was really nice. I really, really enjoyed living at their house.
In 2017, Winger attended the LA Kings training camp before returning back to the WHL for his final year of junior. He says that camp opened his eyes to the possibility of playing at the pro level.
Honestly, during the LA Kings training camp that previous year, I thought I had a really good camp. I was playing fast, scoring goals, finishing my hits and all that. But then when I got sent back to Brandon or Portland and then got traded, I had a little bit of a slow start in Brandon, but once I started picking it up, that's when I had an indication. That's when my agent was telling me about this. So, I mean, I was pretty excited to hear all that news, and it led me to where I'm at today.
So did attending the Kings development camp, rookie camp, and NHL camp help boost his confidence? Weinger says he thinks so.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, it was obviously first development camp. I was pretty nervous. I mean, walking in there and seeing, I mean, they're all junior guys, but just like, they're all, they seem a little, just had a different vibe going on in there, but it was a good camp. We worked out like two or three times, skated two times. It was, I mean, it's no different than what we're doing out here, but it was a fun camp. And then got the invite back to training camp and then did the rookie camp, played against actually Hobbs there. So, and what is it? And then just got, made it out of, went from rookie camp to training camp, and then played a couple like exhibition, like inter squad stuff. And then got sent back to junior, but it was fun. It was fun experiencing all that. It was a different pace and all that. Like, players were just a lot bigger, smarter, all that, but it was fun.
Weinger detailed how he first acquired what is considered an advisor and how it came to be that he signed with the Barracuda.
Well, after my first year of in Portland, I dislocated my shoulder and my, what is it? My God, I want to say my parents, my brother played on the same team with Pat Brisson's kid. And then they were talking, and then they hooked me up with some really good surgeon down in Southern California. And that's how everything got hooked up. So pretty, and then didn't sign. I was like an advisor at the time. So like, I was like with them, but like not. And then after I signed, I think halfway through the year, Brandon, I think they were talking back and forth about how San Jose wants to sign me to an American League deal. So that's pretty much it. They really, honestly, they don't really do all whole lot, but they hooked it up. They signed the contract. I signed with them, and then everything is history.
Just one game into Weinger's final year in the WHL, he was traded from Portland to the Brandon Wheat Kings. Only the Winnipeg Ice are more east than Brandon in the WHL. Located in the prairies of Manitoba, Brandon is much different than the bustling city of Portland. He says the move was quite the change, but in the end, it was good for him to get out of his comfort zone.
It was a lot different. I mean, I never lived in the like cold weather like that before, where you go out to a game in February and it's minus 50 degrees out. So that was a different experience, but long bus trips, really long bus trips. I mean, our closest trip was 4 hours, and that was Regina. So the travel was kind of a grind, but like just living out there and experiencing all that, the cold weather and playing for a different team and getting outside my comfort zone, that was good. That was really good for me.
In the WHL, a team can only hold 3 20-year-olds on their roster, also known as overagers. The rule often forces teams to trade their veteran players to comply with league rules. That's exactly what happened to Weinger in his final season of junior. He detailed what it was like to be traded.
Played like 5 games at the start of the year in Portland, and I only played one of them. So that was kind of a major clue that I was like, all right, this is probably going to end up happening. So obviously I was pissed off that I got traded, but like, other than that, like, it was to the furthest team away from home. So that was kind of tough, but like once you get out there and you get all settled in, you get start meeting the new guys, and it was really good for my development and just getting me outside of my comfort zone.
When asked what he'd want to do after his hockey career, Weinger says he might look into getting a pilot's license.
You know what, I was talking with my girlfriend about that, and honestly, I think I may try to be a pilot. I'm going to think about me doing like pilot school maybe next summer. So that's probably one of my biggest things. But other than that, I have no idea what I want to do.
Weinger grew up next to LAX, and his fascination with planes has been there since he was a young kid.
I've always liked planes, to be honest. I just we lived by the airport growing up, seeing them taking off, and I just thought they were so fascinating. And my parents love planes. I think last season we went to, there was like an air show in the San Francisco Bay. So we went out and watched that. And I just thought that was the coolest thing ever. So ever since I was a young kid, I've always been intrigued by planes. So I think it'd be fun to do something that I really like.
So if Weinger had went the college route and Air Force Academy offered him a scholarship, would he have taken it?
I don't know about that one, but I honestly haven't thought like what I wanted to do back then, but like really like thinking about it, and just, I think that'd just be a fun way to live the rest of my life.
That's going to do it for this episode of Barracuda Background. A big thanks to Barracuda forward Evan Weinger. I'm Nick Nolenberger saying thanks for listening and so long until next time.